This is Twit.
This is actually really interesting. So Apple's AirPods are arguably a big part of the iPhone because there's no headphone jack. You can tap them to use Siri, but this is Google's version of this. Bluetooth earbuds or Bluetooth earbuds that have a string that's just, you know, I think that actually is smart because the AirPods are a little easy to use. You can also loop them over your ear, it looks like, which means it keeps them in your ear.
No, you can't. That's the, no.
You put them inside your ear.
Oh, well, so, that's even better.
They'll never stay in.
No, the loop inside your ear is good because that means, no, that's, no, I like that. That actually, because then it goes against that ridge.
Ears. They're very strange ears.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
It won't work with anything.
I immediately ordered them because
I immediately ordered them too.
Thing that most excites me is the demonstration they did of translation, real time.
Oh, my God. Gosh, can we show that to people?
Yeah.
Because that was like magic. It was so great. Sorry.
Carsten,
okay, maybe we can.
Let me also, no, I'm at Google. Let me just do the Google keynote and watch the Google 2 event. In 19 minutes, I bet you somewhere, this is The Verge's cut down of it. I bet you somewhere in the 19 minutes, we're going to find this translation.
There's that lovely lady on stage, the Swedish lady.
Yeah, the Swedish. He brings his Swedish friend.
Designer.
Here we go. Here we go. So do you have my audio? All right. But I got to turn it on.
It's an incredible application of Google Translate powered by machine learning that's like having a personal translator by your side. Isabel is going to speak Swedish into her Pixel Buds, and I'll hear the English translation out of Pixel 2's front speakers. And then I'll respond in English, and she'll hear the Swedish translation in her Pixel Buds.
So let me make this clear what's going to go on. Because it isn't immediately obvious the way it sounds on the recording. But she's got earbuds, so she's going to hear what he's saying in Swedish. We won't hear that part. And then when she speaks in Swedish, the phone will hear it and translate it into English, which he will hear. But it's not clear to hear the sound. So she's holding a Pixel 2, and she's got the Pixel earbuds in.
I've done this with the phone itself.
Yes, and past. You pass it back and forth, kind of. But this isn't it much more natural, and look how fast it is.
Hey, Isabel, hur är läget?
Helt okej, tack.
Absolutely okay, thank you.
Now, it's hard to tell because they're played back through the PA speakers. They screwed this demo up a little bit. They should have played it back for us to hear it, but it's coming through her Pixel phone when it comes out in English.
And note that she has to press the button.
She touches
on the
it, which makes sense because it says, "Listen now, I'm going to speak. I want you to translate."
So it doesn't make us listening to you all the time and all that.
Let's watch it a little more.
What do you think of these cool new headphones?
Vad tycker du om de här coola nya hörlurarna?
Mitt team designade dem, så jag tycker de är ganska coola.
So that is
I love Swedish.
As close as you can get to UN
Babelfish
style. It's the Babelfish. It's UN style simultaneous translation. It's not quite simultaneous, but it's very, very quick. Enough so that you could have a conversation. Faster, in fact, than the phone translator, I think, by a little bit even. Right?
And yes. So I cannot wait to try this out with my daughter who speaks Spanish, and I don't, because I'm very curious. Like, I don't speak Swedish. I have no idea the quality of the translation or kind of, because sometimes, you know, Google Translate gets exciting for people. So, but I'm still like, I'm so excited about this.
I think this is
almost magic.
It could be magic. It really,
I remember way back when Davos, when Eric Schmidt and Marissa and, what's his name? Who used to be in charge of Android, demonstrated this the first time. And Schmidt said, this will bring world peace.
Yeah.
If only.
That sounds like overstatement, and I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. But it's a big deal.
Translate Donald Trump to Kim Jong-un. Then okay.
Yeah. Maybe if it could intercede a little bit and sit and
no,
make
you
it
fools,
nice.
Don't do this. Yeah.
Please don't do that. Google's Pixel Buds are much like the Apple AirPods in that they have a separate case, cloth covered though, to distinguish it from Apple, and the case has its own battery. So the Pixel Buds, just like the AirPods, have 5 hours of listening time, and the case has another few charges in it. So they say 24 hours when you include the case. I think that's very good. It is a full Google Assistant, That sounds like a really nice marriage. And since you don't, in fact, have a headphone jack, you kind of need wireless headphones. It will work with other Bluetooth headphones, but that special translation stuff and all that stuff requires a Pixel 2.
Is the cord, does it carry charge between the two?
No, it looks like it's just a physical cord to hold them together.
Do you have two Bluetooth connections at once? Does each ear have a Bluetooth connection to the phone?
That's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
Other ones, and I can't remember how Apple does it. One does, and then it sends, and then it talks to the other one through your head.
we'll see.
But maybe it does use that cord. It's not clear. It's not clear. You do have to. The touch piece is only on the right ear.
So, and is that all it does is touch, or are there multiple commands, or?
There's multiple. Sweep forward or backward for volume control. Touch to activate the assistant. I think those are the two they demonstrated. There may be more.
My problem with that always is because they fall out of my damned ears. I want to push it in, and of course I activate.
Yeah. Google Assistant on the Google Pixel Buds is only available on Android and requires an assistant-enabled Android device and data connection. So I take it back. It does not require a Pixel, but it does require a phone that does Google Assistant. So that may be a more limited subset. I'm not sure. That was, I thought, really an exciting part of all this. I think the pencil circling things and getting assistant to respond on the Pixelbook, and then these buds doing the simultaneous translation were two of the highlights.